10 years ago, in early 2014, Ukrainian citizens gathered in the central square of Kyiv to protest pro-Russian influence in their government. Ukraine's greatest living composer, Valentin Silvestrov, was there, and he responded by writing, "Prayer for Ukraine." Silvestrov now lives in exile in Berlin, and a new album of his symphonic music has caught the ear of our reviewer, NPR's Tom Heisinger.
Valentin Silvestrov almost didn't make it out of his hometown of Kyiv during the 2022 Russian invasion. Every train was packed. Luckily, an acquaintance spied him and drove via back roads to the Polish border, where he caught a train to Germany. If you don't know the 86-year-old composer's music, this new album by conductor Christopher Lyndon G. and the Lithuanian National Symphony is a terrific place to start. It contains a pair of symphonic works that embody two recurring ideas for Silvestrov: that an end can also be a beginning, and that sweet nostalgic music can thrive alongside concussive eruptions. That's Silvestrov's postludium for piano and orchestra. The composer is saying, look, here's an end, a postlude, that I'm turning into a new beginning by mixing the avant-garde with old-school romanticism. And those orchestral earthquakes we just heard, they give way to music that yearns for long ago with the delicacy of Mozart. The larger work on this album is a 44-minute symphony for violin and orchestra titled Dedication. What's it dedicated to? Perhaps something that has slipped by us, like the past. Here, Silvestrov orchestrates a tidal wave of brass and percussion with a spiky violin, reminiscent of his early works, considered too avant-garde for Soviet-era officials. Silvestrov has created his own sound world, charged with turbulence and bittersweet fragments of melody that can seem like quotes from other composers, but they're not. Near the end of Dedication, an elegiac theme reminiscent of Mahler emerges in the strings, struggling to rise ever higher through a dark cloud of roiling harmonies. I hate to say it, but Silvestrov's stock has risen since the Russian onslaught. He's now the de facto musical spokesperson for his homeland, and more people are hearing his music. The day after he found himself in exile in Berlin, he began composing again, and most likely thinking of the past, of endings and beginnings that are undoubtedly finding their way into his extraordinary music.
The album is Silvestrov's Dedication and Postludium. Our reviewer is NPR's Tom Heisinger.